The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From the Knapsack File Studios in Burbank, California, this is Life Rank. The idea is pretty simple. I have a guest. I give them a topic. They come in with five reasons to support that topic. Get it? Got it? Good. It's Life Rank here on the Knapsack Files. And today, you heard him a little while back here on the Knapsack Files with a great interview, but I am bringing him back for his insight on the world and professional wrestling and all of it and how it combines and makes into one way of living. It is Jay Washington.
Ah, thank you for having me, man. I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you in the studio.
Ah, this is fun. This is fun, man. I've been having some fun with you, man. Everything being part of the Knapsack Files, I feel like I'm part of history now.
It is for posterity. So, all right, here's the thing. You've spent a ton of time professional wrestling.
Yes.
I've spent a good amount of time, but you've got me beat there for sure. You've been up and down in the ring. You've been hurt. You've been injured. You've won. You've lost. You've held titles. It's not just this line of work. Pro wrestling is life.
Yes, it
is. Pro wrestling, and I say you come up through it, you learn the ranks. I wish some of the things in pro wrestling could apply to other areas. One of my first nights helping run a company in 2010 after our first show. We had Roddy Piper on the show. It was a great big show, sold out in Chatsworth, California. Yay! We all went out to dinner. There was two green guys with us, two rookies, and the veterans made them sit at another restaurant, a booth in the restaurant, away from us. And I was like, "What's going?" I went to go to my friend Paul. How come Omar how come they can't be over there? Like, oh, no, they haven't earned the right to sit at our table.
Yeah, buddy.
And I thought, I wish I could apply that to real life. Yeah. I wish that could be brought over.
I learned how to utilize some of that being a veteran status. I will say this isn't a part of my five.
Sure, sure.
But I've learned how to use some of that veteran status into when it comes to stand up.
Yeah.
Like having the time put in now.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you green kid, get away from me. Mm-hmm. Get away from me, rookie. Mm-hmm. Like, because again, I'm a veteran. Even if I lace my boots up right now and I go to a company that knows me and I've gotten myself back in, new guys might not know me, but people who know, like, yo, you gotta respect him.
Yeah.
He's got time. He's put this time in his business. Yeah. He's put in the work. He's paid his dues.
Yes.
So I understand.
There's a great tradition to it there. Yeah. So anyways, I always feel there's things to learn from pro wrestling coming up in the ranks, not just watching it, from being in it here. But you can learn a lot of things from watching pro wrestling too as well. But Jay, you've got a list of five things in the pro wrestling world that can teach you about life that you can carry over. Life lessons from pro wrestling. Let's hear it, starting with your number five.
Talent is never enough.
Ooh, that's deep.
We've seen it in wrestling so many times. You see people who the fans will tell you, how does this person get in the shot? How did they get pushed? This, that, and the third. Or you see somebody getting pushed down our throats, and they may not be the best in-ring performer, but they have something that connects. They connect with those who make the decisions. They are marketable. Yeah. Talent is never enough just in life and also in the other professions that I have. I can be great as a stand-up comic, but if I'm not marketable, if I'm not a person that people want to work with on shows, if I'm not a person that can be around in venues, I could be the funniest person in the world. Nobody will book me. Yeah. There was a point Ron White wasn't getting booked because he called out a waitress he had sex with who ended up being the booker. And Ron White was hilarious. Is still at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Talent is never enough.
You have to. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And we've all seen those people getting their shots that we don't think should, and everything. And then it's a personal reflection. You have to look at yourself. And I understand. I struggle with that too sometimes myself. Not that I'm super talented, but just like, well, I'm here, right?
Right.
In pro wrestling, that don't work.
Not at all.
Not at all. What's your number four?
This business can be shady.
As is life.
This business can be as is life. You can see people who you can have people stab you in the back for opportunities.
Yeah.
You can have people sit there and talk behind you, and you think one of the biggest things in wrestling everybody thinks is that that title shot opportunity, that main event slot. But I've seen people, I've seen a friend of mine who was supposed to work Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
When Joe was just in TNA, he was supposed to work Joe because he was the prospect people were looking at.
Sure.
And this dude snaked him out and was like, why should he get Joe? I've been in this company, in this business longer. I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
I've seen myself get bumped out of title opportunities because somebody else was like, well, I got more money behind in this company.
Mm.
the business can be shady, just like life.
It's like a Game of Thrones lesson.
Just like Game of Thrones lesson. And sometimes money makes all the difference too.
Yeah. So, and do you find that more in, say, acting, stand-up comedy? Stand-up is where it kind of
works. Yo, I've been bumped off shows for people's sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Just because of who their last names are, you know, and I've just because, you know, they may not be talented, they may not be as talented,
right,
but because of who their name is, it's like, well, you know, they got to be on here. No, they don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it connects to your talent as everything, too. But you get like a comic, maybe they're booking. Now, it's one thing if you're booking the show, the stand-up show, and you give yourself a headlining slot. But even a lot of people shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, my God.
And it's shady
this
stuff.
This business can be shady.
How did you overcome some of that stuff? Some of it you just can't. It is the way it is.
Goes into my number two.
Okay. We'll come back to it then. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, it goes to my number two. It's just I'll tell you about that. But I got my number three.
Number three.
Everyone is not your friend.
Man, the wrestling business seems tough.
It is. Well, you think it's just a bunch of guys who get to throw each other around or girls throw each other around? Absolutely not. There are people you could travel the roads with who are looking, who know you're the spotlight. You're in the spotlight or somebody else is coming up in the spotlight. And there could be people who are like, how do I stick it to them?
Yeah.
There are people people know how, in a sense, somewhat of how the wrestling business goes.
Right.
It's a choreography. There's a work behind it. You know, we call it dancing.
Yeah.
There are two partners. There's trust.
Yeah.
And you can see people who aren't your friends will try to make you look bad in the ring.
Yeah. And we're not just, and that's great, but not just talking about physically.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's a big part.
I know. I don't want to make this person look good.
Yeah.
I want to just make you look horrible. I don't want to do anything. Kind of like how Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan.
That is the one I was thinking of.
Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan.
This is about 2005.
Yeah. And Michaels just was, I'm going to overbump, oversell, just make it look ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's everybody's not your friend. You know, you think somebody's gonna be like, "Yo, we're gonna work together."
Yeah.
You know, even when it comes to, I've learned that from stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna work together. We're gonna put these shows together. Oh, okay. Well, now you booked on the show. What happened? I thought I was gonna get a slot with you. Oh man, they ain't had no more spots open. So I
took the last one.
I took the last one. Okay, I get it. But what happened? Well, I didn't even bring you up. Oh, so okay. You know, you find out that people will say they want the best for you, but don't.
Yeah.
Because some people get jealous. And I understand jealousy rears its ugly head
everywhere.
So, everywhere, no matter what.
Yeah.
We all will be jealous to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also how we know how to be jealous and be productive. Also, like, you know what? I won't let this jealousy overcome me.
Right.
I won't let this jealousy just absorb me. I see what they have, but I want to do more.
What is in pro wrestling, you don't have to name names, mm-hmm. but what is the biggest incident in which maybe you've been screwed out because of some shady people who ain't your friends?
Okay, Windy City Pro Wrestling was going through a change at one point, and the bookers and the owners were like, we're going to do some shakeups. It was almost like before the shakeups on Raw and SmackDown.
Right, right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to move some titles around. We're going to move some people around. Mm-hmm. And also, these are some matches that are going to happen. At Battle of the Belts, Trauma, you'll get Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Lifelong dream.
Yeah, ECW, cool. WWE.
He's who I modeled my entire career after.
Right.
Cool. A week later, hey, this other guy's getting Rhino.
Yeah.
Why? Well, because he's the champion. I'm the champ too.
Yeah.
He's now the Urban champ. I'm the Windy City champ.
Right.
I should get him.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have a match and you're going to drop the strap. What?
Now you go from working right out to dropping the strap to someone else.
To somebody else. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's not your friend. Not your friend.
Do you then pay it back?
Or do you try to
be above it, Jay?
Hell no. Listen, I'm petty. It's in my soul. I can't help it. But you never know, because here's the thing. Yeah. When the beautiful thing of a wrestling match is there are times when one man is on offensive more than the other.
Yeah.
And so during that one time, you know you get that one good shot to make it count.
Yeah.
And I give you this one Antonio Inoki strong style forearm that will wake you up. And you're like, where did that come from? My match. And that's my match I didn't get.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's all and you know where it came from. So, like, you can't say anything else. Yeah. You're like, I earned that one.
Yeah.
Nice receipt for something later.
Nice.
Maybe.
Yep. Nice receipt.
All right. So that's your number three is A, nobody your friend. Mm-hmm. No friends in the business. Number two.
Number two, it ties into my number four. Number four, of course, was the business can be shady. And how do you get past the shadiness in business? Mm. You work harder the next show than the next show and the next show and the next show and the next show. Every show, you step your game up more than what you did before. You never walk in the door and like, all right, I'm going to take it easy. It's a cakewalk.
Yeah.
In wrestling, there's times you have a show where it's 30 people.
Yeah.
And I'll watch guys in the back go, look, we're not going to kill ourselves for 30 people. And it's not saying you got to kill yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm saying do 450 splashes.
450 splashes. It's not saying diving over the top outside to a gym floor. No. But give a good match. Yeah. Do not phone it in.
Yeah.
So this way people know that no matter what, when they see you, you're going to bring it.
Yeah.
You're not going to just half step it. You're not just going to be like, oh, I'm not really putting that in. I'm pulling punches. I'm pulling kicks. You know, I didn't want to even do the spot. He got shot off. He didn't even run. He took in the corner, just barely sold. It's work harder, right, whether you're the one taking heat, giving heat. And that's even in life, because you'll take a lot of heat in life.
Right.
You'll give a lot of heat in life. But no matter what you're doing, work harder every time you do it, because people will see it and people will know, okay, this person puts in the best and gives a maximum effort every single time.
That is a great philosophy. That works. That works. And it's not just reputation. Reputation is valuable. That's cred and currency. But it's like you just said, and that's something I saw you do personally.
Mm-hmm.
Saw you do. You knocked on a door, but then when you showed up, it was like, oh, we're never closing that door on him.
No, again. I'm not going to give you a reason to close the door. I'm going to make sure you need me.
Yeah.
If you for whatever reason try to get rid of me, people who know me will cry out for me and ask, where am I?
The rock cries out the name, as they say in the Bible. Mm-hmm. The very rocks will cry out. It's almost a wish. You know how like in Israel, everyone has to do 2 years in the army? I wish everyone had to do like a year in pro wrestling.
I wish they would, because they would really understand. First of all, one of my buddies posted on Facebook earlier today. He had a run-in with some young guys, and it was about practices. And he was like, yo, if they ever had to go through a fire drill, they would have never made it. These kids nowadays don't have to go through fire drills.
There's a new crop, and I don't want to get into a generational conversation about kids these days. There's some things about pro wrestling that I understood, that the traditions, some of them are a little brutal. Like, you know, you hear Hulk Hogan, his first training session, that his trainer broke his leg and said, now come back if you really want it. All right. Okay.
That's tough.
I get some of those things change, and the hazing and the Bradshaw bullying. I understand.
He deserves to have his ass whooped on several occasions.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was protected by Vince McMahon, nonetheless.
Absolutely. So there's some things to that. But, yeah, there is a little bit of, just an inbred, half-assed approach to wrestling now.
You know what? I'll say this and we can move on. I'm going to go generational. I'm going to go. I'm going to do it.
No one's going to stop you.
The whole now spot monkeys.
Oh, spot monkeys.
Listen,
I call it the flippity flops.
The flippity flops. I was going to call it the same thing.
Yeah.
I get a lot of people like, yo, this is entertaining. This is what it is. Professional wrestling was built on wrestling ring psychology.
Yeah.
A match made sense.
Yeah.
Leo Rush, who just got signed, just debuted a couple weeks ago to NXT.
Yep, yep.
He has been infamous. If you don't know the name, watch the video of him taking a powerbomb off a fucking ladder and jumping right back up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pardon my expression for that, Ken, but it's...
You can say ladder here.
Okay. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you take this power, and it's like, you off a ladder!
Yeah.
A ladder!
Yeah.
And you stand back up. Don't tell me, oh, he had an adrenaline rush. No.
Yeah.
You killed any theory behind that.
Theory, you made your other guy, it's like Michael's Hogan. You made him look stupid.
You made him look stupid.
It's a dance.
I couldn't see myself working the match out. I'm like, yo, when we get to the top of this ladder, blah, 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 we're going to do this. Matter of fact, I'll go over and sunset flip me, and then, you know, sunset flip me over, and then powerbomb me off, because that's the only way you're going to get me off the ladder.
Yeah.
And then after I get up, I'm going to pop right back up, and then everybody's going to love it. I want somebody to punch me in the jaw the moment I call that.
I remember one of my first matches as a manager. We did a spot where my guy Phil Lander, phenomenal Phil. We were working Frankie Kazarian. Phil's working Frankie.
I love Frankie.
Frankie's is a friend, been on Jedi Alliance, and I took a baseball slide from Frankie in the outside of the ring, and I sold it for about half a second. I popped up because in my head, I so was in the moment that I thought, I survived. And I had to be chastised correctly afterwards about, look what you did. You're a manager. You're lower than a wrestler. Mm-hmm. And you essentially no-sold Kazarian, and this is the problem. It's a dance. You're putting together a story. It's all about that. So that is good there. What is your number one thing from pro wrestling that teaches you about life?
Believe in yourself. No one will believe in you harder than you.
Jay Washington speaks from a hill with words of wisdom.
No one's going to believe in you harder than you will. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through hell in a handbag. Yeah. You're going to have times when you're on top of the mountain and you're just going to feel like you don't belong there.
Yeah.
And anybody can come to you and pat you on the back, rub your head and say, yo, you're good. You're okay where you are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to believe in you. Mm-hmm. You have to believe you deserve to be where you are. You've earned the right to be where you are.
Yeah.
You've put in the work to be where you are. You've fought for it. You've dedicated yourself to this life to be there.
Right.
You have to believe that. And once you do, you're almost unstoppable. Because there's always going to be detractors, there's always going to be naysayers, there's always going to be no's everywhere you go. That's what life is going to bring, whether it is in the ring or out. Life is going to bring you no's. You are going to constantly be told no. But if you believe in yourself, in the ability you possess, if you believe in your talent, your hard work, your soul, your dedication, your drive, your passion, you can persevere through all of them no's. You can open that door that nobody else can close. You can shine your light so bright nobody can dim it.
I love it. I mean, I'm inspired now. I'm not even joking. It's so true. You went deep with this stuff, and I love that, because I'm telling you guys, pro wrestling is this long, traditional, long-standing art form. So much is in it. There's a reason the people who are in it are so close-knit, and I think not surprising that a lot of them do go on to successes in other arenas because they take this stuff there. And that is so true. You're on your own, especially in indie wrestling.
Right. Oh, my God.
And then it gets even worse when you get up to WWE,
man,
or TNA or TV,
and also,
or Japan.
Let me let people know, understand something. Just because you go to WWE,
yeah,
doesn't mean you go straight to the roster. Mm-mm. You deal with NXT. There are people who've been in NXT for years.
Yeah.
And before then, that was FCW.
Yeah.
Before then, was OVW for years. Then if you go to the main roster,
yeah,
there are people who do not work.
Yeah.
They don't work.
They show up and sit.
They just sit in the back.
Yeah. Yeah.
They travel. They pay to travel to sit.
Yeah.
So how much do they have to keep believing in themselves that I belong to be here?
Right.
I got to make sure when I'm given this opportunity, when my number is called, I make it count.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I go to the story of Stone Cold Steve Austin. When he had a name, he was Stunning Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that story. Comes to WWE. You know, you and I probably know the story more than others, but some people maybe not. He gets this gimmick called the Ringmaster, which is,
yep,
his trademark name Vince had sitting around for years. DiBiase's, and it's horrible. And
it's
a horrible name. And it was up to him. And he told Jim Ross, I think in an interview once, he said, I didn't care. I just knew the door was open and I was going to kick down that door,
mm-hmm,
and I was going to make that work. And that's something I try, and I fail sometimes to apply that to my life or my career. But that's, you just need to get in, get that chance, and then you can make something of that chance. And the legend of Stone Cold was born later on by a fluke thing with his ex-wife.
It was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
The legend of Stone Cold, and then the greatest statement ever that happens right behind it.
His wife said, drink your tea. It's going to be
Stone Cold.
Ba-ding, light goes off, and it all happens there. So those are some valuable lessons,
yes,
from Jay Washington, taken directly from the bloody rings of professional wrestling, where you have battered and bruised your body.
Oh, my God.
For a long time.
For a long time.
Guys, please, if you're listening here in the Knapsack Files, you're not familiar with Jay Washington's work, check him out. There's a lot of things you're doing, Jay.
Yes, man. Doing stand-up comedy, telling jokes all throughout the Los Angeles area. Soon to be going on the road again, acting, TV, films. You can catch me in the Spike Lee joint, Chirac, Imperfections, which is on Amazon, as well as Landline on Amazon. You can catch me on a couple of different TV shows, Hollywood Darlings. I was on season one of that. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can definitely catch me in part of the Movie Trivia Schmodown as the mouthpiece for 6 Degrees as a part of the Misfits. Make sure you check that out. Download that. Also, get the trusty Sidekick podcast. Myself and Bobby Hill, we get you caught up on everything happening in the Marvel and DC live TV shows and cinematic universes. No cartoons, no comic books, just TV shows and movies. And it's a lot.
Absolutely. He is one of the best in the business around here. He is truly the mouth of the Schmodown. Jay, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, my friend.
All right, guys, that's it. That's Life Rank. If you learned some lessons, use that hashtag Life Rank and let Jay and I know on Twitter that you are going to apply these lessons to your life, or you already have. That's it. We'll see you next time. Life has been ranked.